got my lock button. First try.
Oh, really?
I'm locked in. I'm locked in, and right now I'm gonna fade out the music. Everyone here doesn't know what we're talking about, but they're gonna hear it when they listen to the podcast. We are in the swing of summer. It hit. It finally hit.
It finally hit.
It was a slow start.
It was a cold,
slow start. Yeah. But it's finally came in with a bang with the heat wave.
Yes, and that was quite a heat wave, too. The water was so warm. I don't know if you had a chance to go swimming, anybody, but it was like, walking warm.
Okay, everybody here, are we going to be on the same page? Are we the people, what type of person are you, I guess is the question. Are you a person that bitches horribly, that says in the middle of winter, that says, I would rather it would be 90 degrees and humid all day long than this cold. And then the summer, and then it's 90 degrees and humid. You say, I would rather it be 10 degrees. Right? There's a lot of people in your... Everybody has those people in your life.
Yes.
That no matter what it is, they would rather have the complete polar opposite.
Yeah. But not me. I'm super happy.
You have to take it, right?
Yeah.
You have to take the heat,
yes.
Embrace it.
Right.
Because when we live in a community like this... There's so much cool stuff happening.
Right, and you know, you can just go take a dip in the ocean if you get overheated.
It's true. It's GloucesterCast 287. We have a full house. We're going to go around. Everybody's going to introduce themselves.
J.D. McEachran.
For the Seacoast Road Race.
Seacoast 10K Road Race.
Carrie McCann at Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce.
Ken Real, Cape Ann Chamber.
Lisa Frontero Cahill for Rocky Neck.
Kathy McCarthy for Rocky Neck. Stephanie Salatashi for Rocky Neck.
Good morning, Gloucester.
And that's Kim, and I'm Joey Shimatari, your host. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. We have three groups, and then we have plover stuff.
Right. I know you had a plover-free podcast.
We did. I like them both, to be honest. But it's nice to have
you know. I have so many baby nests I'm following right now. I think starting next week, you're going to hear some reports of other species of shorebirds.
Really?
Yes.
Ruddy turnstones, perhaps?
No, because ruddy turnstones, Joe, breed in the Arctic. We're not going to see them.
Didn't I see those down in Naples?
Yes, in the winter. You saw them at their winter home.
Oh, okay.
In Naples.
So they can't be here?
Not in the summertime.
Oh, because they don't have the eggs here, you mean?
No, they're
they
all
breed up there.
Right, they breed up there.
And they just fly
and
down.
And then they fly through Cape Ann. That's one of their...
So you just basically gave us a teaser right there. That's
right.
In the business, we call that a teaser.
Teaser, right.
In the business.
Get ready. Lots of little eggs.
Everybody's on the edge of their seats right now.
Lots of little chicken egg photos coming up.
J.D. McEachran is here. Representing the Seacoast 10K Road Race. How many?
Joey just gave me the thumb up again. That means I can resume my talking, which these people next to me have been nice enough to listen to for the last couple of minutes while Joey was busy doing his thing. And now there'll be a thank you to Joey here in a couple of minutes. It is the 15th annual Seacoast Road Race. It is a 10K. It is on July 21st. Starts and finishes down at Stagefoot Park, and it benefits the Friends of Seacoast, and that's a wonderful organization of people that uses the money raised to provide activities for the patients up at Seacoast, and either bring in entertainment or get them out someplace. And anybody that spent any time in a nursing home or have had family and all, it's a tough go. And to be able to give them an opportunity to either be entertained or out and about a little bit. So that's why I got involved. It's good people that are doing it. And there are a lot of 10Ks around, no question about that. But this one starts and finishes at Stagefoot Park, goes over past Hammond Castle, makes a loop, comes back. Nice course, beautiful course. You end up at Stagefoot if you want to take a jump on the water to cool off. That's a nice way of ending your race. Registration's at 6:30 a.m. Race starts at 8.
Do they get a break if they register in advance?
It costs them $500 to
do it
register.
At the place. So there's a link I can send people to,
yes.
To register in advance?
Not sure timing.
Okay.
They are our race coordinators and people that time the races. They just go to North Shore Timing, it'll pop up and you'll see the race listed there.
All right, I put a link in the show notes so people can go directly there.
Okay.
To register.
There will be applications available around town, down at the Chamber of Commerce. So if you just want to stop down there, or you know, find me and I'll certainly direct you. But it is a, as I said, a good group of people doing a good thing. 10Ks are manageable, if you're thinking.
Can you describe the course a little bit? Where does it head towards Magnolia or towards town?
Yeah, you start up by the Business Center, go down the hill, past the cupboard, grab a left going out, then take the left, which I think is Hesperus, that goes into by Hammer Castle. You go down to the intersection and Magnolia Center, you take a right, takes you back out to 127, I think it is, and then you take a right and it brings you back to the park. Yeah, there's a couple of small hills at the beginning. After that, it's just a nice, manageable course.
Nice ocean course.
You see the ocean a little bit. You kind of catch it off in the distance. But you finish, you start at the ocean, and you finish at the ocean.
Yeah.
And that, like I said, you can go down and jump in the water.
You get
whatever.
The cupboard right there, too.
Yeah, you get the cupboard, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Yummy fried clams there.
Yes.
Yummy everything there. An institution. Is Grover and his family still running that place? Grover passed.
So.
Did Grover pass?
Yes, I think Grover he passed. Did, but I think the family still
Cindy's
runs
still there.
Cindy's still
I
there?
I saw her last week. That's great.
Good people.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's a good cause and a lot of good people involved, as I said, and please come on down. Every single penny goes to the Friends. It's nothing. We do have to pay the timer. Yep. And but they're good too. You'll have a little bit with your number on it, so the time is very accurate. It's a certified course.
Great.
USA Track and Field is certified.
I'll give a shout out to Tommy Ladoff.
The one and only.
The one and Tommy Ladoff has tirelessly been working on behalf of Seacoast, the
Friends
of Seacoast.
Absolutely. Todd just been through a little tough time physically. He doesn't want to admit it, but he's getting old. And but he's bounced back nicely, and he's the main reason I got involved.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
I've known Tom since I was a kid. That was obviously a long time ago.
Yeah.
And but yeah, it's a group of real good people, spearheaded by Tom.
Excellent. All right. Anything in closing?
No, not really.
Just to get down there, register. You can register in advance.
Do it online. Save you a couple of bucks, and then we'll know you're coming. Or if you can't or don't want to, 6:30 we'll be set up by the gazebo and we'll get you registered and we'll go off sharply at 8:00.
Thank you so much, JD.
Thank you, Derek.
That's great. JD's been a long time. He's been coming here for probably 4 or 5 years now.
Is that right?
Maybe more, probably it's 6 or 7 years.
Right? Yeah.
Regular. I love that.
Nice to have you, JD.
Yeah,
my pleasure.
Carrie McKenna and Ken Reel are here from the Cape Ann Chamber, and this is, I'm surprised they even could carve out any time in their schedules, because legit, this is where the rubber hits the road for the chamber. Like, this is function after function after function, and I don't know how you find the manpower to do all the things that you guys do.
Summertime is such a wonderful time in Cape Ann, and we are all over the place, as you suggest, Joey, doing these great events. Putting up banners right now, actually, over St. Peter's for the block party, which is the first thing that we had wanted to talk about is coming up this Saturday. And then we go right into other events almost every single weekend right through August.
It must be a blur for you. Both of you. I mean, the whole team at the chamber. It must just be
a
blur.
It's a lot of work and a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is this the first block party of the summer?
It is, yeah.
And it's July, so... and how many are they planned for this year?
So we have three, as we have been doing the last few years. Again, we're partnered with the city, which we love. And so the first one is this Saturday, July 14th. And then we have one in August 11th. And then the last one is... coincides with Schooner Festival, which is the Friday, August 31st. And that's the reason that we put it on that Friday. Yeah. It's sort of a really nice
great.
Tie-in with Schooner
that
Festival.
That is great.
It's such a wonderful way to end the summer here on Cape Ann.
Hell yeah. Like one of the best events in the city, yeah. But it's the least attended. I mean, the people that know, you know, that
right.
go, but it is just...
It's one of my favorite weekends.
Such a great weekend.
I have to say Fiesta first.
Of course. Well, yeah.
Of course.
But, you know, this
Schooner Festival. Schooner
Fest
is really special.
A Fiesta is sort of the kickoff. You know, that represents the kickoffs. And what a fantastic Fiesta it was.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Joe Novello, who's just doesn't a remarkable job.
Every year, under the radar, doesn't ask for any publicity.
So shy.
And he does... so much,
right.
There's a lot of people that do events, right, and they're beating their chest the whole time. This is like the complete opposite.
The whole I think the whole Fiesta committee is like that.
Yeah.
They're just there. The parade starts. You know what I mean? The procession starts. Everything just flows along, and you know, I see them like this with their walkie-talkies and stuff. And
making it happen.
They're just making it happen.
Carrie, do you have a list of participating restaurants for the block party?
I do. I have a list of
This is what speaks to me about the block party. Being able to eat outside on Main Street is like my favorite part of it.
It's such
a social thing, you know, people coming and going.
It is. It's great. So first of all, I just want to say this year we have a presenting sponsor for the block parties, and that is Rockport Mortgage right here in Gloucester. We're very grateful to them for doing this. Yeah, they're right down there, right by Latitudes on the waterfront. They do a lot of work with low-income housing, and they're a great group of people. So thank them. Big shout-out to them. But any other sponsors? Can I just go through the sponsors?
Absolutely, you can, sure.
So our stage sponsors, we have three music stages on Main Street, Bank Gloucester. There'll be music at Bank Gloucester, Cape Ann Savings Bank. There's a stage there, and then down on the West End, we call it the Institution for Savings stage. So that's kind of down, sort of across from Cafe Cecilia, Short and Main, right about there. So those are our stage sponsors. We have Addison Gilbert and Applied Material as gold sponsors, and First Ipswich Bank as well. So we're very grateful to all of these businesses that have really stepped up and helped us, the chamber, and the city partnering together to present these three parties over the summer. It's going to be a lot of fun. So to answer your question, the restaurants that are coming out this year, Trio will be out, which they're kind of out all the time anyway.
Yeah, they have that cool trellis. What do we call it? Have we figured out what that is?
Like
the thing that comes off the side?
It's a pergola? It's a patio with a pergola over it.
It's
beautiful.
They did
a gorgeous job with that,
And then Jalapenos, they'll be out. And Short and Main. So those are the three restaurants that will be out. We have food trucks down at the end towards Bank Gloucester. The street closes down at 5, from 5 to 11. The party itself is 6 to 10. We've got the entertainers at Bank Gloucester. We're going to have Alan Estes and then Quentin Kalewart. I don't know if you've heard him yet, but he's been coming to our block parties for, this will be the third year. He's 17. He started coming. He was like 15 years old when he started coming. He is so good. He really is. He's incredible. I saw John Butcher this winter, over the winter at Shaolin Lu, and he had Quentin opening up for him.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw him.
And then, he pulled him on the stage at the end, and he was with him. It was great. It was a great contest. So we're very excited about Quentin. Of course, Alan does this every year for us, which we're very grateful for. At the Cape Ann Savings Bank stage, we have the Jantels and Down Home Swing. And then down on the West End, it's Alexander and Josh and Stevie Wah. We've got another, right at the intersection of Hancock and Main, we've got the Red Trousers Show coming in. They're coming back. This will be their second time. Two guys with, they do all sorts of antics. They're very, very entertaining and very funny. And the KPN dancers will be doing a set in between those
guys. Is there an online schedule for this?
There is.
Is that on the Chamber's website?
I think best accessed, it's down Gloucester, GloucesterBlockParties.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right. GloucesterBlockParties.com.
I'll put a link to it. Yeah, thank you. Yes, and that schedule is up. So also on Main Street, we have the Balloonatic coming back. We'll have somebody stilting up and down the street. Captain Jack Sparrow will be there entertaining the children. We've got some more music. Carlo Sicala and the Mediterranean Sounds. He'll be roaming and out in front of Cafe Cecilia for a while. We've got a young man from an up-and-coming artist from Rockport. His name is Zach Morsery. He's going to be on the street as well. YMCA will be back with Kidstown. Cape Ann Lanes is coming with Cornhole Bowling, which I'm not quite sure what that is, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
That sounds like
I'm told
fun.
It's great. Salty Frank's, we've got hot dogs, lobster rolls. Mom's Kitchen's going to be there with sausage, pepper, and onions. Nana's Fried Dough. Dominique will be there with her crepes, the woman that's at the farmer's market every week. She'll be coming down doing crepes. And many of the shops and businesses will be open, and a lot of our nonprofits are going to be lining the streets with information, face painting.
Wow, that sounds really
The West End has really seen a little resurgence, hasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it has.
There's a couple of cute little shops.
Yeah.
We featured the one with the Viva shirts.
Yes.
Yeah.
They must have sold a bazillion of those shirts.
So is that design of mine?
That's Gigoloni's
daughter,
right?
It's Melissa. And then her daughter, Bianca, designed the t-shirts. But it's the mom's, it's Paul Giacalone's ex-wife, Melissa,
who owns it. Also, that's why you corrected me, because it wasn't a Giacalone. Her name isn't Giacalone anymore.
It's Melissa Tarr.
Melissa Tarr.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry, she's my neighbor. I couldn't think
of it. Oh, really?
Yeah, she lives right across the street. She just built that wonderful float
Great float on the Harwell's Parade. David Cox took the photo, I believe. It was either David or Manny. I think it was David Cox took the photo. And I saw it in his post. I pulled it out and I made a post of my own saying, these shirts are fire. These Fiesta shirts. I wrote, I can't even imagine how many of these they're going to sell.
Yeah.
And then the queries came in, like, where can I get that? Where can I get that? Where can I get that? Kate got one.
She did, and she, I think Melissa has. She told me before the Horribles that she had a few left. She didn't have any extra larges left, but I just thought, oh wow.
There was no V-necks left.
No V-necks. Yeah, I wanted to get a V-neck with just the red letters for Liv, but I don't think she had any.
They're awesome. Yeah. Next year she should come back.
But Bianca designed those. You know,
she's very talented.
Yeah, it's very simple, but perfect, I thought.
Very talented. I'm sorry. But there was also a store right to the left of them, something and Rose, Dove and Rose,
Rose
and Dove.
Rose and Dove.
Rose
and
Dove.
It opened 2 weeks ago. They've got some great
things. And they got, that's like for gifts, for,
really?
I mean, there's a lot of stores on Main Street that are absolutely worth going visiting.
Check that out.
Yeah. Yeah, go check
Cafe Drift opened up at the end there.
Cafe Drift, who everyone, everyone is saying,
awesome.
You have to go to. I have not been yet.
So have you seen them with the window? They opened up the windows on the back side, the facing the water. It's
if you
awesome.
Go in the south end of Boston, every place, on Newbury Street, every place has these kind of accordion windows that open up so that you can have that alfresco dining kind of feel, which is when we started the block parties, that was the impetus for the block parties. In my head, when we started them, my thing was the alfresco dining was the thing that was going to drive it.
Yeah.
Was because people wanted to be seen eating outside. It's a scene. It's
right.
Like that's how it is in
it's
Europe,
fun.
Right?
It's so fun.
And Drift accomplished this. See, this I'm happy that they did. There's always this, I don't want, some things that have problems with outdoor dining and permitting.
Oh, really?
So I'm happy that they got their permit. And I hope more of these restaurants are able
to
use this type of architecture to have this alfresco dining.
Well, you want me to tell you what happened on Fiesta Sunday morning?
I would love to hear.
So I was at the Mass. And I'd been photographing for like an hour before, and it was so hot, I thought I was going to faint. So, I mean, I really thought I was going to faint. And so I looked up at Driftwood, and there was an empty seat. So there's like an hour between the Mass and when it... And so I prepped over there, and I got the seat, and I got the... Well, first of all, I got amazing photos and footage, because I was up above looking at the whole scene unfolding. And people were so nice, because I was only one person taking up a table, so I let a whole bunch of people sit with me, and, but they had the best Americano iced coffee, that's what I got, and amazing almond croissants, amazing, you would love them.
You know that's my thing. You know I got a thing for almond croissants.
I know, and the guy is so nice, and he said they've been there for about 6 weeks, and all they do is... All they care about is giving people what they want. And so he has like these fabulous homemade muffins, croissants, and then sandwiches, and then cocktails. And people were, it was Fiesta Sunday morning. People were having cocktails at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Every person I've spoken to unilaterally has says, you have to go.
Yeah.
Every person.
Super, super.
So that's great.
Yeah.
Super. Getting back to more events.
Yes. So that's the block party this coming up Saturday. We have two more, as Ken already mentioned, on August 11th and August 31st. And then we have Festival by the Sea. Actually, in July, still we have our auction, which is our biggest fundraiser of the year. So that's coming up on July 26th. That's at the Beauport Hotel. And do you want to expound or just mention?
Well, just briefly, though, information can be found on the website, capedownchamber.com. And there's a banner up top. You can click on that, and you can go to a preview page. And again, we've got wonderful trips with our safari, which we bought last year. So we're going on safari next year. We're very excited about that. We've got Tuscany again. We've got a wonderful schooner sail on the Star Clippers. And then just incredible items from all around Cape Ann and the surrounding area. So it's
great artwork.
Yeah. There's a lot of good deals. Are you having? Is there an online auction this year or no?
Online will be in the fall. Yeah.
Oh, that's the fall.
We do the live and the silent at this event on the 26th, and then we'll do online in the fall. Yeah.
All right.
So, and as Terry said, some wonderful paintings as well. Some really great items.
Wow.
Check it out at CapeMannChamber.com.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And then off into August, we have Festival by the Sea over Manchester on August 4th. We've got over 100 vendors coming to that. And then Block Party number 2, August 11th, Waterfront on August 18th and 19th at Stage 4. We have the Women's Sunset Cruise on the Adventure, August 16th.
Oh, that sounds
That's
I think
be
I saw some pictures from that last year. That
yeah,
well, Kent, you should come.
Yeah.
You should come. Do you know what? You could come as our guest because you've been so helpful to us.
Oh.
So, yes,
so
let me know if you want to come. And it will sell out, so let
okay.
me know ahead
right.
of time. And you ladies and should consider coming.
You will.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
It's
been fabulous.
The boat will sell out.
We have our business after hours. Actually, I should mention in July, our business after hours is at Mile Marker. That'll be a lot of fun. And then in August, it's at Windhover in Rockport, which is great.
Oh, wonderful.
And then Block Party number 3 will be on August 31st, Spoonfest weekend. And we're happy to kick it off with
I'm so glad that for the Schooner Festival, you have to entice these schooners to come.
Right.
It's Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
They're going to make money.
Right.
Like in all these different ports, wherever they are,
true.
They could stay home
and make
right. money.
You're right.
So you have to have, when they come here, you want to show these captains, especially the captains, a great time.
A great time.
Because if you come and there's nothing, and they're sitting around with their picking a note, whatever, just hanging out, and they're not getting the accolades or like the big party and stuff like that. They're like, it is a sacrifice for them,
yeah.
for some of them to come. So,
that's true.
You know, so
that's true.
When they come, on top of, it's great that we have this block party.
Right.
The other part of it is, like when they will take passengers, a lot of them for money.
Right.
You know, and you can be part of this. You can be part of the Schooner Festival. You can be on a lot of those boats take paying passengers.
Oh, yeah.
And that's exciting.
That's super exciting. And also,
so,
I think Gloucester does an amazing job with hospitality. We have the Schooner Festival has a hospitality committee that goes out on a boat and gives them Virgilio's bread and baskets
of
fruit.
They collect,
And this year we're having the Columbia, which is the fourth year in the row for the Columbia, and we're also having the Blue Nose. Which hasn't been here in 10 years.
That's
like Columbia size.
Yeah,
it's
beautiful.
Nose. It's big.
It's
huge,
so
beautiful.
Gorgeous. The bright work on the Blue Nose is just outrageous.
So, I mean, I saw a picture of our wonderful Lannan next to the Blue Nose, and it was like
the Lannan,
10
yeah.
years ago. No, I love the Lannan, but it was just like the Blue Nose was just like
the Blue Nose, the Columbia, and the Roseway. Those are of the out of town boats.
Of the out of town boats,
are really
yeah.
something to see.
Yeah. So did you? I noticed on the Schooner Festival listing that it was instead of 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Did you notice that?
I did not. So what are they doing on Monday?
I don't know. I'm curious. That's why we have to have Daisy now, chairwoman of the Schooner Festival. Huh?
Daisy, come in.
And tell us
maybe
more.
She'll treat us with a song. I love Daisy.
Daisy's
sweet.
She's a wonderful folk singer. I don't believe, I don't know if she does shanty songs, but she's a wonderful folk singer.
She's wonderful.
And she also is a wonderful children's book author.
She also sometimes brings us wonderful apple cider donuts from her daughter's Russell Orchard.
Oh, I didn't know that was her daughter's.
Yeah.
Oh, where have I been?
Where have you been? Yeah. Those are like, that's a staple.
Wow.
Yeah. They're really nice. Miranda Russell.
Oh, okay.
She's a singer as well. Is she a singer?
I feel like I don't know. But anyways. So that's her daughter?
Miranda Russell is her daughter, yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah. Have you guys ever... Do you ever go out there? Russell's Orchard?
Yeah, sure.
Ridiculous,
yeah.
Right?
Super Deluxe.
Yeah, super.
Yeah.
They got that cool bar in there with all the treats in it.
Yeah,
that's
right.
My kids are getting to that age where we don't go there anymore, but that was always a great stop.
Any time during the summer, but one of my favorite things to do, if the donuts make it home, is heat the donuts up and then dip them in powdered sugar.
Coma City. That is carbohydrate coma city right there. Anything else going on, guys?
That is it for the summer.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Wow.
I know you guys
are
just absolutely outstretched.
Shout out. Thanks for having us on, and huge shout out to get everybody downtown this Saturday.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't. We are 100% locked in. We will be there.
Great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And as a tease for the next two, the entertainment coming in, we've got Kate the Great and Kilted Colin. You can Google either one of them.
Kilted Colin. Interesting. All right.
Oh,
well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we have our group of Rocky Neck. They always found down Rocky Neck, bouncing around down there.
Yeah, it's awesome down Rocky Neck. We love it. I love walking around down.
But this is coming up. So this is... Are you guys rejuvenating the Knights on the Neck, or is it a...
Well, we can give you a little context of what's
Please.
Going on. Please. So, Rocky Neck has gone through a little change. You know, we've lost some really significant artists. You know, John Nesta passed away last year, which is really devastating to the community.
Yeah.
And we lost Gordon Gedderman the year before that, and then another very significant artist down by the Madfish Wharf. So we noticed that that there was this real change, and we saw the kind of lack of foot traffic coming up the last couple of years. So a group of women got together and decided to kind of represent the community, and that would be the merchants, the community, you know, the neighbors, as well as the art galleries, to see if we can kind of get the foot traffic back going, you know. And we started first by doing some beautification stuff. You know, we got the sidewalks, thank goodness for Karen Tibbetts. She worked very hard with the city. We got the sidewalks all repaired, because if you'd walk down there, particularly after
ankle
kind of cocktail,
at
the rudder, it's really bad. So we got those all fixed up, and the Madfish Wharf is being done over. So we wanted to kind of rejuvenate and sort of celebrate this new image of Rocky Neck, and we're really excited because we're bringing Knights on the Neck back. And they're going to be
tremendous.
Wednesdays on the Neck, at least if you want to hold the signs up.
Oh.
And we did Wednesdays because Thursdays are competing priorities. Safathia pointed that out to us. We wanted to, she's very much involved with this rejuvenation of Rocky Neck, and she mentioned to us that, you know, Thursdays are tough because we've got the chamber event across the way, we've got other things going on, including the up in Stageport Park, they have the farmer's market. So it's difficult to get the traffic down there. So Wednesdays on the Neck is what we're committed to. And our first one is July 11th, which is this Wednesday.
This coming Wednesday,
which is exactly so perfect for this podcast. And August 8th, which is the following Wednesday.
Okay. Wow.
And so the activities will be, it's really family friendly. You know, we're starting with yoga in the park at 6. And then it goes all the way around. We have, you know, a kid's corner where there's face painting and rock painting, and we'll have cornhole and free ice creams. We're raffling off a Wicked Tuna t-shirt. The Wicked Tuna guy said if they're not out, they'll be happy to be around taking pictures with people. If they're not out, this happens to be
wonderful.
Peak tuna season starting this week, so we're not sure we'll have them around, but they've all committed to be there for the community. What else am I missing, girls?
So we're going to do three stations. The first one will be at the park where yoga will be. Sailor Stance is going to be open. She'll be serving chowder on the little deck for $5 in a to-go cup, or if you want it to sit there.
Wow,
and then continuing down to where I live on the corner, which is Bertha's old candy store with the purple bench. We're doing the face painting. We're doing rock painting. We have some cornhole going on. Brenda across the street from me is doing a little thing with Spread the Love.
She owns Imagine.
And what she's going to be doing is having postcards that people can send to one another about sharing love and spreading love.
Nice.
And then continuing down the neck, we have both restaurants raffling off gift certificates. I have Johnny Car Wash coming down on Madfish Wharf from 7 to 9. We have a violinist that's going to be there a little bit earlier. And all the galleries are going to be opening, just to be
Stay
open
late,
that night,
yeah.
to let them know we're open, we're here, and we need to generate some foot traffic and stuff down there. So that was our impetus of getting this started and getting it done.
We're having a lot of fun, that's for sure.
Sure.
Yeah,
it brings beautiful weather.
Yeah.
Everybody should just come down.
Have you heard
work.
The weather?
It's going to be super deluxe.
Oh.
Absolutely.
We're actually hearing 20%.
No,
perfect.
We're not
it's
talking about that.
Right.
No, it's
we're focusing on the 80%.
Yeah.
Also, too, along with that, there's if you guys recall, if you've ever been to the Rudder restaurant, there's a little monkey.
Oh, right.
A little monkey
yes.
that has his
yeah.
palm out. And so
yeah.
there's an old sea legend, if you rub the palm of the monkey, all your dreams will come true. So
we're
everybody needs to come down there and visit that monkey. And
rub the monkey.
That,
sounds a little shady to me. Rub the monkey. Come down to Rocky Neck and rub the monkey.
That's my marketing. I have a whole thing for this. Because you know, you don't realize that the neighborhood kids for years have had, they leave things on the monkey's hand and things will magically disappear. So there's been, it is a little.
My mad lion left a Gloucester rock on the monkey's hand.
Oh,
she
did?
Yeah. Lots of fun things going on. What are we missing? Anything else? As far as the events are concerned.
It's a great place. See, can you name off some of the new people that have come to the Neck in this past year? Because there's always a little bit of turnover on Madfish Wharf.
Sure.
Yeah.
So actually, I believe mostly everybody at Madfish, they just have relocated on Madfish now that the wharf really
has
been done over.
Absolutely.
Gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah, so that's definitely in transition. So you've got Regina Pandiadosi.
Yep.
You've got a jewelry woman that does beautiful sea glass
stuff. Joe Fish down there?
Yeah, you've got Joe Fish who is super, he's so great. And
really
he brings great energy there too.
Ginger
the cottage. Ginger where the retail store
can is. I want to do a shout out to the cottage because that place is worth, if you live in Magnolia,
yeah.
It's worth to drive, to go
absolutely,
to that place.
Yeah.
That store has great, I went in there and, I should go back in with Kate. Actually, maybe I shouldn't
you
go in
should.
With Kate.
You should definitely go back.
No, they have beautiful,
they
beautiful,
clothes,
beautiful
yeah.
items
yeah.
for women, especially
yeah.
if a guy needs a present for a woman.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
it is fabulous.
It is. It's
yeah.
worth.
And
you
it's
could,
a great atmosphere, too, because all the women that are there are just, it's like our girl's shack. You know, you guys have your boy's shack and stuff. It's just a great place to go. They have great merchandise. They're at shows all the time shopping for interesting, unique things, and I think they definitely executed an unbelievable store down there.
They,
it's just,
they do.
You know,
when Madfish gets up and running again,
sure,
you're gonna get
yeah.
another.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
oh,
gonna get that shot
way.
In the arm.
And
you
I
know?
Think we're at this great impasse right now, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that they're actually just about ready to finish a lot of that construction, and I think people get down there now will see the possibilities and the opportunity down there.
And the artists that are there now have really been through, they've been there through the changes and stuff. So I have to give, you know, a lot of those artists down there, a lot of Diane, they've all stuck it through. And it's a huge, it's a...
Well, what you guys are doing here is really nice because you don't even have a stake now. I mean, you have homes and stuff.
Your
neighbors.
We want to create an atmosphere.
To help,
yeah.
to put out, because there are, let's face it, there are a lot of people
yeah.
in neighborhoods that can't we hear all the time when I post something about Niles Beach I get a minimum 5 comments you shut up don't tell anybody about
exactly.
that
right.
you know what I mean so I get that all the time
yeah.
for you guys to go out of your way when you live there
right.
That really says a
Joe
lot
said
about
you
your
don't
character
have a stake and it's
so
right.
we're just the neighbors
it's so
that want to get together.
It's truly a grassroots effort which I think gives us a lot of pride and we have a lot of people that came forward to want to volunteer to help out, and the other piece I want to mention is the parking, because we started talking about the parking, and we're going to be, hopefully we'll have enough space there. We've got volunteers, but we have actually people holding parking signs. We'll have the main lot, we'll have a couple of the neighbors have actually volunteered some of their spaces, so that should be an issue. But the other thing I want to call out around the parking is that the water shuttle has agreed to run throughout the night.
Oh, wow.
And this is a big
wow.
deal because they launch at St. Peter's Square, so we're hoping that folks that are coming over from the Beauport Hotel, as we talked to the concierge this week, will be encouraged to take the water shuttle over.
Smart.
To drop you right off
right?
at the studio.
Wow.
Brilliant.
What a great way to see the city right
yeah.
from that view.
It's
and
awesome.
So we're really excited about that, and that's Stevie Douglas is helping us out there, which is great because that's his old stomping grounds
wow,
going up
that's
there.
That's great.
So yeah, so
right.
we've got that going
you
on.
You guys have
here.
Really thought of everything.
Yeah.
That was
yeah.
that's brilliant,
yeah.
especially
yeah.
talking to the concierge and
yeah.
maybe the bellman or something.
Yeah,
yeah. that's
yeah.
fantastic.
Get everybody to not take their car down and just take that water shuttle over. And he's agreed to kind of run late throughout the night, and that's awesome. So what else we might be missing, but we're really excited.
If not, hey, listen, here's something else, too. Take the water shuttle, because the water shuttle's great.
Yeah,
if you can't take the water shuttle, like people, Uber, like Uber, like you could park anywhere. The Uber costs like next to nothing.
Do they have a Lyft here as well?
I don't know.
They do, only because I took an Uber the other day and I asked.
No, but Lyft.
They have Lyft. He said he works for both.
Oh, he does. That's
right. Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah,
my daughter takes, she takes Lyft every, she loves Lyft.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
really?
She does Lyft.
I don't know what
everywhere.
The difference is. I just had Uber because I've always had such a positive experience.
Uber.
It's fantastic. I mean, anyway. So, if you're worried, if you're personally worried about going down to Rocky Neck because of the parking.
Our husband will take
it. Or if you want to have a couple of drinks and not have to worry about driving, take an Uber or take the water shuttle.
We forgot to mention, Joe, the restaurants have committed, they're creating their own drinks for, Wednesday on the Neck drink.
Right.
Wow. And it's supposed to be really fun. They've actually got themes to it, and they've been really generous with it.
Yeah, so Dennis and I, we went and chatted with them, and they're, you know, there's always people that don't know that, but the half price at the restaurants or whatever they're doing, so... they're going to be raffling off gift certificates and a themed drink that the Rudder and the studio will be hosting. Yeah, sure.
So, so fun. Wow. I think I'm going to really try to go. I don't have to work or anything.
I got Madeline, but
she
run down
there.
Yeah.
There's
she
a lot of kids that friendly. I think she'd
like,
love it.
So right now, my Madeline has a thing with the key lime pie at the studio.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there you go.
We went twice this weekend.
So bribe her with that.
I don't have to bribe her.
Yeah.
She begs me to go down there.
Yeah,
no, she loves it down there.
More importantly, thank you so much for the venue. This is a great opportunity. And, you know, you don't realize how great a community is until you sit and listen to JD in the chamber and realize how wonderful, what a great community.
Every week, literally, we have like, there's like between 3 and 6 groups that are like, this. The podcast has really kind of taken off.
Yeah.
And it's... as far as getting people's message across, there's other pieces too. I mean, the Times obviously is great. K-Band Community
and
Television
like us on
is great.
Facebook, Rocky Neck.
Oh yeah, mention the
Facebook page.
Yes, in the show notes we have a link to the Rocky Neck group. You guys that are, it's like a community group, one of the community groups down in Rocky Neck.
Yeah, and come to our next, come to the podcast before the 8th.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
feel free. Anytime. Anytime you guys have anything to talk about.
That's the deal.
I'll bring almonds.
Don't listen. Don't.
Oh, Susan is your neighbor. Yes, I love her.
Oh, she's great.
Don't promise that you're going to bring almond croissants and then don't bring almond croissants. There will be hell to pay.
You know where I live, Joey. I would bring them.
And some mimosas.
Yeah, we need some beverages.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Robert. All right. So we're good, right?
Yeah, that was
awesome.
So Wednesday night,
guys.
Wednesday
night, Wednesday,
July 11th.
This Wednesday, July
11th. 6 to 9. If you want to get started with yoga, you can. If
and
you don't, you can just bring your dancing
and
shoes and your...
And you guys, I just granted her access to post directly on K-Pan Community.
Oh, great.
So they'll be able to post
great.
Their events
that's
whenever
great.
They want.
And then Joey will...
I'll just hit the button and reblog it over to Good Morning Gloucester.
Super.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Well, we've had an action-packed morning.
Oh, we sure have. I love all our guests.
I love our guests.
I do, too. It's always so interesting.
It really takes the pressure off of me for creating interesting material. That's why I like it so much, especially this time of year. You wanted to speak about the GMGI, Gloucester Marine Genomics
Institute.
The new headquarters on Roger Street?
Yes, and they're scheduled to open in September.
That's amazing to me,
but it shouldn't be
amazing knowing it's Wendover. Because whatever Wendover does,
Oh my gosh.
They just do it right.
But you know what, I've thought about this before, just give my card to Wendover and say, oh, you know, if anybody ever needs a butterfly garden, because they always do such beautiful properties. And,
yeah,
you know,
want anybody that's associated with them, you know they're doing the right things, right?
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think that their reputation helps a developer because they're so well regarded in doing things the right way.
Right, you see their signs on every quality project.
Every quality project,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they're opening in September, and I understand that they're leasing about a third of the space
from who?
From Sherry Zizek
and Jim Davis.
So they're renting about a third of the space, and it's going to be wonderful. I think it's going to provide about 25 jobs for people in the community. They're going to have a huge microscope, a really special microscope. And I think it's just going to be fantastic for our community. But it's just, and plus, I think it's very exciting that we have something like this coming to Gloucester.
Yeah, no,
expanding.
Yeah, we've talked about it in the past.
Yeah,
it's there's opportunities. I think there's still one or two spots open.
Oh, really?
And it's a great opportunity for a young person.
Wow. So they're going to have I think they're going to have like the school part up at Blackburn, and then this is going to be, and this is an expansion. I think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
an expansion? So it's
I
not just
so.
Moving over there. That's
no,
interesting.
Yeah, I believe so.
We got to get John Bell in here.
Yeah.
And
he's
some of those
very
people.
Involved in that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that would be great. We should do
okay. We spoke about the Schooner Festival. I'm really, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't want to wish the summer away. I'm looking forward to it, though.
Yeah, me too. I love the Schooner Festival. I mean, our whole harbor just looks so exquisitely beautiful.
Yesterday I was driving from my house down Concord Street. I passed our friends at the farm.
Elise and Tucker at Cedar Rock Gardens.
At Cedar Rock Gardens.
Yeah.
And on that road, I could not believe the thousands of butterflies that were on that road.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to think what you saw, like an eruption of, because I'm going to run over there today anyways, because they're having a 20% off sale.
Oh.
But it could be, I'm thinking, since they were probably orangey and that made you think they were monarchs, they're probably either an eruption of red admirals or painted ladies. So
they weren't very big.
Yeah, if you saw
that. They were, I would say they were like that big.
Okay, so that's either a red admiral or a painted lady, probably.
Okay.
So, because monarchs are a little bit bigger. They're more like 2 1/4 inches.
Right. I don't think
they're
monarchs.
Yeah. So, I don't think you wouldn't see a huge amount of monarchs. Like right now, the monarchs that are coming through right now are migrating one by one, looking for places to lay their eggs. They're not doing the whole gathering thing that they do at the end of the summer.
Wow.
So yeah, there's been quite a few butterflies on the wing. I think the heat brought them out. They hatched, and we have like coral hair streaks and Eastern tail blues and swallowtails of every kind on the wing right now. It's beautiful to see.
On the wing
on
is
the
a term
wing.
To say they're flying?
Yeah.
On the wing.
On the wing.
Yeah, you've said it, mentioned it a couple of times this morning. I'm like, that must be a thing.
Yeah,
on the wing.
On the wing. Because if you say flying, like, butterflies don't really fly per se. They really like do a lot of gliding, mostly.
Flapping.
A lot of flapping, flapping and fluttering, and then taking advantage of air currents.
I'm dying with.
You have a cold.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Do you
have a think
cold?
It's cold? Or do you think it's allergies?
Well, we just had all that rain, so that would have pushed all the pollen down. So it might get cold.
But so it happened. It happened yesterday.
Yeah.
We had the rain,
right?
And then it got really sunny in the afternoon.
Right.
And then it was really sunny the next morning. So I was wondering if like that sunny afternoon activated these things to create pumping out pollen. Because it's like it's worse when I'm in my backyard.
Oh, okay. Well, then and you don't have any other symptoms. You have
my head is just it's like congested.
Oh.
I'm like, I've been not fun. No, you know when you can't breathe?
Yeah, and also you're really, you told me you were super hungry also, so that's a sign of a cold also when you're super hungry.
Well, I haven't eaten though today. I normally eat, by now I'd have 2 meals.
Oh, no.
So I don't know what it is.
Oh.
We had a great pizza party last night. We had broke out the kettle pizza.
Ooh.
It was
What kind of pizzas
so
did
fun.
You make?
Made one with a white...
Bechamel sauce. Yeah.
With like a garlic scape.
And
then we had some with more of a red sauce with garlic and onion. And then, buffalo chicken pizza.
Oh,
but
goodness.
We got it, we really have it down. It's that pizza kitchen thing is really. Effective for kettle fishing.
What do you use for pizza dough? Do you like buy dough made out?
Felicia made it. I don't know
what. Okay.
I have no idea what it was, but she does a great job with the dough, and I do the cooking.
Yeah,
she rolls them out, and the key with this is to make it you really want it really thin, the dough.
Yeah.
You want to use cornmeal so it doesn't stick.
Stick, right.
And you want, when you think, you're thinking of, oh my God, this sauce tastes so good, so delicious. You really want less, when you're creating a pizza, less is definitely more.
Yeah.
Because you want it to crisp.
Right, you want
it
to be crisp.
And like moisture doesn't allow you to
yeah.
get the crisping of the
yeah.
on the cheese and stuff like
that. My favorite is thin crust pizza. I'm crazy about thin crust pizza. I'd rather have, when I lived in the North End, they would oftentimes have big square pizzas. And
the thick,
really,
they call that spingiuni.
Yeah, very, very thick.
Yeah.
And I'm a super thin crust person, just like everyone.
Those dainty women, they are, because they're thinking about the carbohydrates, so they just gravitate towards that.
No, I like the crispierness and less of the doughy.
Yeah,
flavor.
Well, you
yeah.
get more
yeah.
intense flavors when you
yeah.
think about it. There's less
yeah.
dough.
There's less dough.
So you're going to get more flavor, right, with a
right.
per pound of...
Yeah,
of
that's true. That's thing. A good way. When I have a sandwich, I usually take off one layer of the bread.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
your taste buds are good. I always
yeah.
wonder about that. You know how we, like, put... we make sandwiches, and then you put, like, a layer of lettuce, like, on the top and the bottom? And you put condiments underneath that so it doesn't make your bread soggy.
Yeah.
But then does your tongue ever hit those condiments to actually taste them?
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of, but like...
Speaking of...
The way I eat, I inhale things, though. So it's like the bite just goes right down my gullet. So I feel like it never really hits my taste buds.
Well, I think it does. You know what I think is kind of gross? I've been seeing advertised on television is... So super mile high burgers, right?
Yeah.
And then you can't fit anything else in the burger. So now people are putting toothpicks, stuff on top. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
That's getting beyond.
You know what that's all about? That's all about marketing.
Yeah.
Because they want to take a photo of it for the wow factor.
Right. And
it's not about the actual eating of it.
I know, but it's like not even wow, because you can't even get your mouth around the burger, let alone.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I don't know.
So, I don't want to say things that isn't right, so I'll just say there's been a lot of talk about Pier 23, and I don't know if they're moving or if they got sold or if they, all I want to know is we're going to find out what the deal is with Pier 23, but something's going on with Pier 23.
Oh, gee, okay. Well,
yeah. But whatever it was, they said it's going to be the same, like whoever either bought it or if the owners are moving it, whatever it happens to be, Pier 23 is going to continue on the same path of what the great stuff that they've been doing.
Of deliciousness.
Yeah.
Everybody loves their burgers.
Loves
it. Loves.
Yeah. Let's have our plover update.
Okay, so in the plovers, so we have the roped off area at number 3. And the plovers are actually using that as a place to rest, especially at high tide, because the tide comes up so high now. And when the beach is packed, it's not impacting how people are using the beach, because everybody kind of conglomerates around the center boardwalk. And then it gets a little more dispersed and a little more dispersed as you go out to the edges of Good Harbor. So number 3 is like towards the edge. So it's really not... People just can't keep being stuffed on the beach because we have limited parking. So the amount of people that are on the beach and the amount of space that's available, it's not, having the plover roped off area is not impacting people. So what we're hoping to do, because the plovers are still using the area, every day we see plovers. Either Dave McKenna from Greenbelt or me or Deborah Kramer or my husband, every day we see plovers.
Right, the adult plovers.
The adult plovers. The chicks have all been killed, but every day we see the adults. So as long as they're here, and we're going to keep it roped off for a little while longer, because it's where else are they going to go? And then the other thing is, what's happening to the dune is the dune is looking amazing because it's been roped off for so long, since early April or the mid-April, the dune is starting to restore itself.
So it's not so much of a bluff?
Yeah, well, there's right. But also what's happening, so there's the bluff, and that's filling in a little bit. But we have all this dune vegetation growing now, and dune grass. I've never seen so much dune grass growing right on the beach. So what my hope is, what I've been suggesting to Ken Whitaker, our conservation agent, and Dave Rimmer, and the DPW, is to lessen the plover area, bring the roping in, but still keep a whole swath of that protected.
Up against the dune there.
Right, so that you can, so the grass can fill in and stuff like that. And because we have an awesome patch of dune grass growing. And as soon as you take down, if you took down the ropes altogether, people would start walking on it, and then that would just, it would be gone. So, the plovers are still there every day. There's been plover sightings. And I'm going to post some pictures and a little plover update tonight or tomorrow night, depending on what I can get to. I'm still getting through Fiesta photos, if you can believe it or not.
Wow.
I'm still have Saturday photos to get through. So I'm hoping to post some
You did a great job. I texted
you.
But I'll tell you here on the podcast, you did a great job with the Fiesta coverage.
Yeah, thank you. I love taking pictures, and, you know, eventually I'm going to have a nice, I mean, every time I'm taking pictures, I'm taking film footage. And so I have a whole little story that I'm planning. It's going to be a nice little, sweet little movie about Fiesta. But it's third in line. So.
Are you aware that you were here for the podcast when we had Kellen? O'Malley?
I wasn't here. Sean? Oh, no, excuse me. Go ahead.
Kellen O'Malley and Ryan Mueller. We'll talk about the tourniquets.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, I was thinking about somebody else, sorry.
Are you aware that they were of the winning senior same boat team?
You know, I didn't realize that until I was photographing them. Photographing them when they got their award.
I know those guys.
I know those guys, but also one of my favorite DPW guys, Mike Tarantino, he's on that team also.
Oh, cool.
His wife and I are friends on Facebook now, so whenever I post a picture of him, she makes sure he sees it. But they are all such nice guys. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Really nice guys. Yeah.
I wanted to mention that we are having, so I didn't even put on the blog the cigar and rum sale.
Right. And it was,
I got the notification. I sent out a round of messages to the people that I know have gone every year.
Right.
And because they love it so much, like
it
was not 24 hours. It was sold out.
Sold out. Oh my God, Joe. Wow.
So I asked Heath and if we could do another one. But with cigar and bourbon night.
Right.
On the Lennon.
Yeah. Oh.
So they gave us a date.
Okay.
So, and this is going to end up selling out too. But it's Thomas Lennon, Friday, July 27th, 6 to 8 p.m. A cigar per person, bourbon, and bourbon will be available for sale on board on the Thomas E. Lennon.
And is it Ryan and Wood bourbon?
They don't do bourbon. They do rye whiskey.
Oh, okay.
Whiskey. I mean, we could have had them. I don't know. Well, I don't know what the... You know, we've discussed my newfound love of bourbon.
My husband is a big bourbon drinker.
And my lack of knowledge about bourbon. But trying.
Yeah,
I'm trying to learn. We kind of like rushed over the results of our bourbon night. But this is going to be a great night. The Thomas Lennon is fantastic, and anybody that's gone on one before will understand. I feel like I don't have to sell this because it sells out. And
yeah.
So.
Are you posting this one on?
All you have to do is go to. Yeah, I posted in the a lot of barbecue people are gonna go.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
very fun.
That.
Yeah. Super fun.
I'll put in a link to that. Meg Colby. Gloucester's very own Meg Colby rocked the pool in the 100-meter freestyle, 200-meter freestyle, 100-meter backstroke, and the 100-meter freestyle relay. She swims for Cape Ann Special Olympic Sharks, the Gloucester High, and part of Team Massachusetts. She won the whole Cape Ann community in Massachusetts proud, bringing home 3 silver medals and 1 bronze in the
That's tremendous.
Special Olympics.
Yeah.
So isn't that great?
Yeah. Do you know her? I mean, I feel like I know her from somewhere.
She looks very familiar, but I can't place her.
Hmm.
But she did really, really well and has really represented us well. So there's that. Anything you want to talk about in closing?
No.
No, we did good.
Yeah, it was a great podcast. I love our guests.
I love our guests too. I'm so happy. I'm really happy about this time of the year. I don't know if I mentioned it before, but Cape Ann Community Cinema sponsors two tickets to the show. If you share the podcast, you can come down and get two tickets from me. Out of the people that share it, or two people will win. And you can see their schedule at the top of Good Morning Gloucester, and their link to their shows are directly in the show notes. So GloucesterCast, it is GloucesterCast. Where are we? 287 now in the books, Kim.
Wow,
we did it.
What is that? Look, he's gonna fly in here.
Oh. What kind of bird was that?
That was a house sparrow.
House
sparrow. And they're very ubiquitous. They're pretty invasive. They're very chatty, but they have pushed out a lot of native birds like